You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award winning boutique wealth manager. Today I'm speaking to Cedric David Wong Sautin, Executive Director and COO at Brent Consulta in Mauritius. Now, Cedric, welcome first of all. And secondly, just tell us the relationship between Brent Consulta and Brenthurst Wealth based in South Africa.
Sure. Thank you, Lindsay. First of all, thank you for the invitation.
It's a pleasure.
And the opportunity to be in with your podcast. So Brent Consulta is licensed and regulated by the Financial Services Commission in Mauritius as a management company. So we are licensed and authorized to provide fiduciary services when it comes to global business setup. And also our license also allow us to act as trustee on Mauritian trust, but also on foreign trust. So the connection between Brent Consulta and Brenthurst is that Brent Consulta is affiliated with Brenthurst through common interests by the shareholders. We have been in the industry of management company since July 2022. Now we are rapidly growing, and when we talk about growing, we also speak about the growing interest, trust, and Mauritius trust for foreigners.
This is what I was going to start with. I mean, the main thrust of this podcast is trust and the role that they play within a financial plan. But how does it work? Does a client, for example, that lives in South Africa come to Brent Consulta through Brenthurst Wealth and want a whole range of services, financial, financial planning, asset management, all that sort of thing? Or is it just because they want your trust service?
Exactly. So we work closely with Brenthurst in terms of partnership. I would say we are complementary. So Brenthurst specialize in the financial advice, financial investment advice, and we handle all the fiduciary and corporate side, including the establishment of a trust. So how it works, for example, for South African people. So in Mauritius, we are recognized in our ease of doing business. So it means that to set up a trust, client doesn't need to travel to Mauritius. So basically, everything can be done remotely through the management company, which is Brent Consulta. And regarding the time frame for trust, as compared to, I will take the example of South Africa, we don't have a high court registry in Mauritius for trust. So trust is immediately established after execution of a trust deed, which is the contractual agreement between the settlor, which is equivalent to the founder, and the qualified trustee, which in this case would be a Brent Consulta.
Understood. So it's a relatively smooth process. Now, I've just got to tell you a story that when I first started in the financial services industry a long, long time ago, Cedric, longer ago than I care to remember, but everybody wanted to have a trust. If you made any money, your consultant would come to you and say, you've got to have a trust, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And then because of certain regulations coming in every year in South Africa, trust became less popular. Is it different in Mauritius? Are trusts still as popular because they are an efficient part of your financial plan?
Yeah, it is in Mauritius because we have quite a clear set of rules that we need to apply, that we need to follow. So we know exactly about the architecture of a trust, how it should be structured. And one thing we need to be very careful when we talk about trust is some variation that is done, which jeopardize the discretionary arrangement of a trust. So it's very important to keep control in the hand of a trustee, which is in Mauritius, okay, and the settlor, which is the founder, does not involve in the decision-making process. Otherwise, the instrument is what we call a sham trust, and then it is exposed to foreign rules, like, for example, rules that SARS implement for tax resident person. And we need to drill down the basics and then do the variation. So the basics must be quite solid and reliable, whereby each person does not overlap in the role of the other. So it's very important to keep the trust within the hand of a qualified trustee.
Okay. The other thing that is very important is the set of rules that exist in Mauritius versus the set of rules that exist elsewhere, particularly in South Africa. Are the rules very different? Are the regulations very different?
Yes. Exactly. And if I can add something, in Mauritius, it's more about ensuring validity of instrument. With core key component of a trust being the settlor, the qualified trustee, the list of the beneficiaries that needs to be identifiable by name or by class of beneficiary. But one thing which is interesting in our bylaws is that it provides possibility to have a protector, and the role of a protector is independent from a qualified trustee, brings certain comfort to the client when it comes to perception of wrongful doings or misconduct or mismanagement by the qualified trustee. This is where the protector kicks in, and it brings comfort to the client knowing that there is someone independent, and even if they have relinquished their ownership, their control over their asset, but the protector is here as an independent, as a guardian. Now, when it comes to South Africa, this is where we work closely with Brentus. So we talk about how to make the instrument valid and Mauritius. But there is also some assistance that the client needs in South Africa regarding how to move their money offshore and start planning their estate and succession planning in Mauritius through their family trust.
Are there any foreign exchange regulations that people should be aware of, and also tax implications between the two, or is that seamlessly attended to by Brent Consultor?
So it is attended by Brent Consultor. So we operate as a boutique firm. We provide the advice, consultation with the client, which in this case would be the settler, how the instrument should be shaped, whether it is a discretionary or fixed income trust or charitable trust. And the instrument can be set up in survival or testamentary. So it's provide great flexibility. Now, when it comes to foreign exchange control, we don't have foreign exchange control rules in Mauritius. So money, offshore investment flow in a seamless manner as compared to other jurisdictions. For example, in South Africa, where there is the requirement for there is a foreign exchange control. And when it comes about for the tax, so by default, despite it's called a Mauritian trust, it might not necessarily be implicated for tax liability unless that instrument is centrally managed and controlled in Mauritius. And we have a statement of practice from the tax authority in Mauritius, whereby the conditions are there. If you are meeting all the conditions, all the three conditions, then the trust is considered as a tax resident trust. And then the flat rate of corporate tax, which is 15%, will be applicable. But one interesting thing is Mauritius, that we have also what we call the partial exemption of 80% over the flat rate of 50%. So some income, like, for example, foreign source dividend, would be taxed at 3% instead of 15%. And dividend between resident person in Mauritius, resident tax person in Mauritius, is not taxed. So all these well-structured meeting all the compliance requirements would drive the clients towards a tax optimization structure while remaining legal, while ensuring adherence with all domestic bylaws, which is catered in this case by Brent Consultor.
So many, many advantages of starting a trust or starting the process of a trust in Mauritius. How busy are you, Cedric?
How busy? We are very busy. We are very busy because there is more and more interest. There is more and more uncertainty regarding clients where they are based. There is quite a strong interest to have trust because in Mauritius there is no limitation in terms of property. So investment can be onshore, offshore, can be in real property, movable, immovable property. There is no limit, and we have been working with big investment houses. So I won't name them, but it has been the administrative process has been very free, and there is the possibility not. For example, if a client has got a portfolio investment, so it's a seamless administrative process to transfer the portfolio from the client's name to the trust without any need for to sell the portfolio and then take the money and then invest back into the trust. So it's paperwork, purely paperwork. And Mauritius has been recognized as one of a go-to jurisdiction. We are FATF. We meet the FATF requirement. We are not on the gray list. We are not recognized as a tax haven by OECD. We are CRS FATCA compliant. So all these, and we have also the protection for the investors, the IPPA. So Mauritius is, I can say now today, one of the most go-to jurisdiction. And we've been talking a lot about other jurisdictions, but some of them, which were quite famous a couple of years back, now they are struggling because they have been too relaxed. But the good thing with Mauritius, there is a good balance between the relaxation and the rigidity of some of the bylaws when it comes to applicability.
So, in fact, Mauritius gains by other jurisdictions, other geographies not being as progressive as you are. Very final question, Cedric, and that is, do I have to be a client of Brenthurst Wealth in order to come to Brent Consulta to start the trust process?
No, you don't need to be a client of Brenthurst. So, like, for example, today from the podcast, if anyone needs any further information, have any interest to have a family trust set up in Mauritius, you can send me directly an email and I will assist them until the trust settlement, whereby after the settlement, the trust is established, a dedicated administrator will be allocated to them to manage their portfolio. When it comes to Brenthurst, now the dynamics is reverse, whereby if a client has specific needs to have an expert to manage and their investment with a portfolio of securities, proposal can be made from the Brenthurst as an independent financial advisor.
Understood. Cedric, thank you so much for your time. Interesting stuff. Cedric David Wong Sartin, he's Executive Director and COO at Brent Consulta in Mauritius. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.